Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. Two huge stories in the news this morning. One, a former president of the United States to be put on trial. Jury selection will begin very shortly. And number two, Iran attacks Israel. And the world, well, the world is waiting to see what Israel will do. Let's begin with Donald Trump. Did Donald Trump pay hush money to keep Stormy Daniels quiet in 2016 on the eve of the election? That is the question that will have to be answered by a jury of peers. There will be 12 jurors and 6 alternates who will be selected in this trial. This is not the first time a former president of the United States has gone on trial. Let's point that out. Ulysses S. Grant, when he was president, got a speeding ticket because he went too fast in his carriage. And it was a real issue in Washington, D.C. And of course, we also have the example of another former president of the United States who was put on trial, or actually not put on trial, and that was Richard Nixon. He was tried in the court of public opinion and ultimately resigned the presidency of the United States. I want now to explore with you the implications of Donald Trump's trial. Of course, it had to do with an event that took place before he was president. He was a candidate for president when the whole thing came out. And there will be witnesses called, including Michael Cohen, his former attorney, who will demonstrate roundly that Donald Trump did what he is accused of doing. But the point is that Donald Trump, a former president of the United States, now stands in the dock of public opinion and, more important, in a courtroom facing a jury. I don't know what the outcome will be. Nobody can know until the evidence is presented, until a jury speaks. But how does this speak to the American people about Donald Trump, what kind of human being he is? I don't know. I have my view, of course, and so do you. And in a partisan world, I would say this is the end of Donald Trump. But the question is not whether it's the end of Donald Trump. It's whether it is the beginning of an American justice system that can judge even a former president of the United States. And now let's turn to the other big story, the story of Iran's attack on Israel. And let's be clear, for the first time, Iran, a sovereign nation, has attacked Israel, another sovereign nation. And, thank heaven, their 300 drones and missiles did little damage to Israel. But what now has to be confronted is the question of what Israel will do. Let's be clear. The United States of America may have criticisms of Israel's policy in Gaza, but when it comes to the defense of Israel, well, the United States is right there. As President Joe Biden said, we have your back. But more than that, we will work with you to prevent attacks on Israel's sovereign territory. And that is precisely what happened. One of the reasons why the missiles did such little damage was because the United States helped Israel. And yes, Israel's air defense system worked. So where do we stand now? What does Israel do? The world says to Israel, you won. Little damage done, and now stand back. And Israel says, stand back? Why? We were attacked as a sovereign nation. If you were attacked as a sovereign nation, would you stand back? If 300 Scuds and missiles hit New York or Paris or London, would you stand back? Because remember, these missiles flew to Jerusalem. I had an email and a film delivered to me by a close friend of mine, Tracy. She lives in Jerusalem, and I saw her lock room. In it were several families, including their dogs, for protection against what could have been a catastrophic moment. But do you understand? This was not an abstract. This was not something distant. These were people in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, and more than that, a city sacred to Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And the question becomes, why in the world, would Iran fire its first salvo at Jerusalem, the holy city? Now Israel will have to determine whether to respond and how vigorous their response will be. The United States says, please use restraint. Britain, France, and yes, Jordan are all saying, please use restraint. Imagine, my friends, if Iran had used a nuclear capability, which it clearly is developing, and instead of Jerusalem, they had hit Tel Aviv, half of Israel's population would have been gone in a millisecond. Do you understand the significance of this moment? The issue is not anything more or less than the survival of Israel. The Iranian attack, which they call revenge, if you know their history, really has to do with the very right of what they call the Zionist entity to exist. Make no mistake, Israel will not roll over. It will not play dead. How restrained Israel is will depend on how their security is affected by whatever they may do. In the meantime, the one thing we know is that the United States, Great Britain, France, the Kingdom of Jordan, and frankly the world, stand united against the Iranian action. Will it make a difference in what Iran does in the future? What will Hezbollah do in Lebanon? What will Hamas do in Gaza? What will Islamic Jihad do in the areas where they operate on the West Bank? All of these questions remain open, and so we have to bifurcate. We have to keep our eyes on a courtroom in New York to see what will happen with Donald Trump. And at the same time, we have to keep our eyes on the Middle East. We have to understand these two stories. Oh, yes, one more I'll just throw in. We won't talk about it now. And that is what the House of Representatives will do on aid to Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. Will the House of Representatives finally act? In short, what is going on around the political world today is critical. And we will follow it right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along. Let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sharing an episode with a friend or colleague so we can continue to grow and expand, which is clearly our goal. You can follow me and talk to me and interact with me on Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, my deep appreciation to the wonderful producer of this program, Gogo Zoker. She posts it every day. Well, thank heaven for Gogo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we watched the news today. I'm going back to the trial, back to what's going on in the Middle East, and yes, back to what's going on in Congress. See you tomorrow, right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman.